Don't forget, we've got our NFL Game of the Week here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. This week's game, Chase's Dallas Cowboys, who were just right there, almost 0-2, but they're 1-1. They'll be facing the Seattle Seahawks. That'll be a 3 p.m. kickoff this Sunday. So check out our Game of the Week right here on 102.5 The Game. That'll be a good one. Dallas and Seattle. That's brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. Is it the Monday night game, Kansas City and Baltimore? Is that right?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Need I say marquee matchup for that one?
I was going to say, if that doesn't get people's attention on Monday night, Chiefs at the Ravens? Hello. There's some really good games, by the way. Packers at the Saints, Cowboys at the Seahawks. There's some big games this week.
It's a good board.
Texans at the Steelers. Are the Texans going to start off 0-3? I don't know. Let's head over to Weston. Let's bring in their football coach at Vanderbilt, Derek Mason, our weekly chat with him. Coach, good afternoon. How you doing?
Good, Darren and Willie, man. It's a fast-moving Tuesday, man. Good to get back on the field, Texas A&M, this week, and ready to go. Let's get it.
How is this feeling right now, knowing that you're preparing for an actual game this Saturday? It's got to be good, right?
It's the best. It's the best. You know, everybody in the SEC kicks off this weekend. It's been a long time coming. We're all getting to the same starting line. We all starting from the same spot. So I'm excited. This team's excited. And now it's just time to go do what we do. Play some ball, have some fun, and let's make sure we make it count.
I noticed on Twitter that you're encouraging people to get over to the football stadium. It's not to watch you guys play a game because you're on the road on Saturday. But what are you asking people to do?
Yeah, actually, you know, for students, and just asking students to come over and register to vote. I'm really supporting our student athletes. We have a black student athlete group, over here, like in the stadium. But so many volunteers, and led by Cam Robinson and Elijah McAllister, two of our players, and they've helped to organize like this event in the stadium from 11 to 6, and it's been well attended. I just came in, so I was a little late, but it's a good turnout. It's a beautiful day. If you haven't registered as a student, you need to come on over.
That's awesome. So they got till what, 6 o'clock tonight? Is that right?
6 p.m. Correct.
All right. So just a little bit less than 5 more hours. Get over. That sounds like a really cool thing. All right, Derek Mason, the time is here. We've been waiting for this day for weeks now since our weekly chat. It is September 22nd.
I had it on my calendar.
It is September 22nd. It is time for you to reveal who in the world you're going to have under center on Saturday.
I've got the possibility of two quarterbacks, man, being rolled out there. Not quite ready to dump it out yet, man, but by the end of the week, it'll be out there. So I'm going to have to call you and tell you as we jump into Friday, man, so you can put it out there. Right now, we've got it down to two. Guys have done a great job. There's a one, there's a two. I feel pretty good about, where we're sitting right now. But it's like anything else. We're hoping, COVID tests and everything else push us in the right direction. But I'm trying to make sure, I lay low, man, because in 2020, things change on the dime.
Well, we have learned that. Coach, I'm here at the restaurant. I've got my bib on. I was waiting for this big meal, and you just delivered a bread, a basket of bread, which is nothing wrong with a basket of bread. I'll eat it. But I was waiting for that big meal and the salad and everything and a baked potato, and I got a basket of bread. I mean, we were so looking forward to this.
I'm sorry. I know. I mean, I look at it right now, and that's really what's happening. I mean, for us, we have gotten it down to two. I feel good about, where we're sitting. But it's like anything else. You sort of knock on wood, and you want to get through testing and have a clear conscience as to where you're going. I'm about 48 hours away from being done with some testing. So with that being said, I'm going to leave it there for you.
Okay. So is this a situation where you've got two young men that have pulled away from the pack, and it's a battle between those two? Is it, I mean, where is it, how you've got it down to this point, where you're looking at two kids and trying to decide one or the other? How's this competition, I guess the best way to put it is, how has this competition played out? Because I know you basically had four, and they're competing through our conversations we've talked to you. To get to this point, how has it been competing for the starting job?
Well, it's been a clear competition, but I thought coming out of or towards the end of last week, we definitely had to make a decision as to where to go and look at, you know, how we were going to invest reps into getting ourselves ready to go play Texas A&M, and we've done that. I mean, there's a one and there's a two. So our guys are just about to work right now, and you know what we want to do is make sure that, you know, the starter is ready and the guy behind him, you know, can operate the system and move us, you know, along if called on, if needed. So we are there now. The starter will try it out there on Saturday, and I'll probably feel a little more comfortable about naming the starter, you know, later in the week. But they know who's starting right now. So for me, it's just about making sure that we can get to the end of the week, feel good about, you know, where our roster is, you know, where we are in terms of testing. And I'm telling you, in 2020, it's been quite different. So I've learned to make sure, man, I've got the facts straight, and I try to get the information for me to be able to put out there, so I don't feel like, you know, I'm giving bad information. So I'd rather get it right than give it to you wrong.
And every team certainly can relate. We just talked to Trent Dilfer on the high school level. He said the first thing he does every morning is check his phone and then go into the whole thing, talking to his team of protocols and going through the regiment there. So it's like that for everybody for sure. Let me ask you, Coach, I saw there was a depth chart out there. One guy I'm curious about is a local kid who I know had a big injury right as he was starting to blossom, and that's Cam Johnson from Brentwood Academy. Give us an update on his progress. I know he's the guy you're probably going to lean on some.
You know, Cam has had a great camp. Cam will be one of our, you know, 2020 captains. He was voted an offensive captain along with Grant Miller. So, you know, kudos to Cam and Grant. But, you know, Cam's been consistent. I mean, he's powerful. He's explosive. He's had a great offseason. He's led. He showed up, you know, every day at camp. I mean, and that's what you look for. You look for those guys, man, who are really glue guys, guys that, you know, fill in gaps. I mean, he can play every position as a wide receiver, and right now he's in a great rhythm. This week is definitely about, you know, executing game plans, but it's also about getting guys comfortable with one another. And you know, Cam has had a really good and consistent camp, and you know, I mean, Cam's going to be a factor target in 2020. So we look forward to watching Cam play on Saturday.
Another guy I'm curious about, because so much attention was paid to Keyshawn Vaughn, rightfully so. And then before that, you had Vaughn and Kari Blassingame. But last year, Jamari Wakefield was noticeable for sure. How is he a fit with this new offense, and how does he look this year?
Jamari Wakefield fits in perfectly for this offense. He can get to the perimeter, you know, with speed. He's physical, you know, in between the tackles. He's got great hands. It's just his time. He's waited his turn. And, you know, I mean, you got, you know, Keon Brooks behind him, Javion Marlowe. You look at where, like we are right now sitting with, you know, Rocco and Mitchell Pryor. We've got some, like, good young backs, but this is Jamari's time. And so, for him, it's been about being focused. It's about, you know, staying healthy. He's done a great job throughout camp of taking care of his body. And, you know, he's sort of flown under the radar a little bit. But when you watch him carry the ball, you know, last year, he made people stand up and notice. Because, again, he is physical. He is fast. And, you know, he broke off some good runs in 2019. But we're looking for a good year from the young man in 2020.
Tell us what you see from Texas A&M in terms of what their strengths are.
When I look at Texas A&M, I believe, as I've had a chance to, you know, scale through film on both sides of the ball, you know, defensively, they've got an extremely experienced back end. And when I look at, you know, their playing experience, when I look at their speed, it's a good group. And their defensive front will be big, physical, and fast. And, I mean, it'll be formidable for us. On the offensive side of the ball, led by Kellen Mond in that offensive line. But they've got returning running backs. I mean, they're a little young at the receiving position, but they've got really good tight ends. So I think this group is going to be balanced in terms of what they do, but it's all led by Kellen Mond. I mean, when you look at his ability to play from the pocket, he's got, you know, big-time arm talent, and he can beat you with his legs, and he's a senior. So he's now been or heading into his third year as a starter. When you look at, you know, his ability to, you know, attack defenses and read coverages, he's in his prime right now. So with a veteran group in front of him, that's what we have to focus on. We've got to focus on making sure we keep him contained and you know, getting downhill in the run game because and they've got veteran guys up front who can move the line of scrimmage.
We're talking to Derek Mason, Vanderbilt football coach, here with us. Hey, Coach, it's Chase. And you brought up Grant Miller earlier being named a captain, but leading that offensive line from the center position, what extra responsibilities is he going to have in this new offense?
Well, other than the quarterback, I mean, he really controls what happens, whether he's, you know, communicating, you know, how we set, you know, protections or, you know, blocking schemes. You know, Grant is now coming to his own. He's waited his turn, and, you know, college football is a junior-senior sport. He played at St. Thomas Aquinas. He knows what winning football looks like. It's just his time. So I feel comfortable with him, you know, leading this group along with Tyler Steen, you know, and Connor Magnon in 2020. These guys are going to have to stand up for us, and they will be playing with some young guys beside them. But I'm glad to have Drew Birchmeyer, you know, next to Grant. And Drew's been on the defensive side, but he's a guy who's experienced, who's been in ball games. And I think these guys now in the last four or five practices have really gelled. But the center and the quarterback are the two guys that touch the ball offensively every snap. So there's no guy more important to the quarterback than the center. And, you know, as we start to get into the season, you know, man, Grant's going to have to play a significant role in terms of how this offense goes, you know, with our quarterbacks, because any quarterback lining up under center is going to be new.
Derek, you have a lot of wide receivers on your roster. How many do you anticipate using in the game? Are we going to see a lot of four receiver sets?
You know, Coach Fitz plans on using every weapon that we got. He's made this, you know, production friendly for these guys. He told guys, if you got a skill and you're good with the ball in your hands, you'll get the ball. So I imagine from our tight ends to our running backs to our receivers, we're going to see, you know, a good group or a good number of guys touch the ball in 2020. And that's by design. I mean, he wants to keep, you know, guys hungry. He wants to make sure guys are competing, you know, for opportunities to, you know, to impact the game. And you gotta show it in practice before you can ever do it in games. And, you know, these guys have shown me a lot as we, you know, continue to have to work through, you know, in different rotations as we've gone through fall camp. But now everybody's back. Everybody, you know, is positioned, you know, to play. I told guys we got starters and starters to be. So, you know, if you're a starter and waiting, hey, and if the time comes, you got to get it hot. And I think that's exactly what we're going to see. These guys are having fun now. Coach Fitz continues to get after these guys about making sure, man, that you're the next man up, and that's where we're moving.
You had a couple of freshman DBs and Donovan Kaufman and DeRicky Wright listed on your depth chart. What are some potential situations that we could see those guys in?
I don't think it's about potential situations. You're going to see them. They've earned the right to step out on the field and play. They're two talented, you know, freshmen. Another one, Chase Lloyd, and we'll have a chance to make an impact too. I tell these guys, you know, find your way on the special teams, make an impact on special teams, and you'll find your way, you know, on in the defense, taking defensive snaps. And, you know, all three of those young men have found their way on special teams, and they've earned the right, you know, to play in ball games. So you'll see those guys on Saturday.
Coach, good stuff. Best of luck. We can't wait to see it all play out this weekend, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
We're going to go have some fun. You gentlemen, take care of yourselves. Hopefully you can tune into the game, see the quarterback play. Let's have some fun, and we'll get back at it next week.
There we go. All right.
Like it. Hey, thanks for doing this.
All right. Take care. Anchor down.
That's Derek Mason, Vanderbilt football coach indeed. They will be down at Texas A&M. 6:30 kickoff Saturday night. I think that is on SEC Network Plus. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
the alternate channel, right? Which I think I get. I'm pretty sure I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yep, I get that. Because the Tennessee game is on, Tennessee, South Carolina is on SEC Network, and Vandy A&M is on alternate. True? I think that's right.
Yes.
All right, we'll come back. Mitch Light, we'll talk all things SEC and college football with him. He is with The Athletic. We'll do that on the other side of Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.